Football great Dennis McKinnon to Breitbart News. How does the government determine what is essential for you to survive? By Robert Krajcik on May 25, 2020. Former NFL wide receiver Dennis McKinnon questioned arbitrary government determinations of essential and non-essential businesses on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday with host Joby Polak. Government has put a price on your head, said McKinnon. They're determining what your value is. What's essential to me is not what's essential to Joel. How does the government determine what's essential for you to survive? Asked McKinnon. Americans, taxpayers, citizens, you have more value than what has been exercised since this virus. Listen. McKinnon addressed furloughs during the coronavirus outbreak. Too many executives, especially CEOs, get way too much money when things go bad, McKinnon stated. Many executives overlook the blood, sweat, and tears of employees while treating employees' sacrifices as an afterthought, he added. McKinnon said, I don't believe in furloughs. Furloughs mean, you know, what? You can be out for a while, but chances are we're not going to bring you back. It's just allowing you to have a few more weeks of misery. Americans' constitutional rights are being violated during the viral outbreak, determined McKinnon. This country was built on democracy, McKinnon remarked. We fought for the Constitution, for the First, Second, and Fifth Amendments, which have been violated every day, right now. Federal aid money is not being appropriately distributed, assessed McKinnon. The ones who really did not need any money were the first in line, McKinnon said. They should have never been in front of the line in the first place. There's always some excuse when those who really need the most are not helped. Oh, we're sorry. We had a glitch. No, it wasn't a glitch. It was predetermined. Polak asked about resuming NFL games. I'm really biased when it comes to sports, replied McKinnon. Basketball, baseball, soccer, wrestling, nothing moves the needle like football. Football is in our DNA, and I think from that perspective, we have to have it. McKinnon continued, moving forward in 2020 without fans might be the only way that we can get back to work and getting back to our game. Maybe 2021 will be different once there's a vaccine, but now we've got to be careful. We've got to be smart. We are going into uncharted territory. There is no perfect way of doing anything, added McKinnon. The most important thing is safety first, and if we come out of the gate and things don't go well, we stop it. But I don't think that we can be selfish enough that we will jeopardize lives for entertainment. McKinnon's autobiography is Chicago Bear No. 85 Silky D. Bearzall. Breitbart News Sunday broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajcik on Twitter.